even my lips feel the relief. But you're different, and you treat me differently than all the ones who made it harder for me. When the world seemed the same, there was no one. You changed me, you erased the life I had.
How about a new theme song, everybody? It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. today on November 5th.
Sure is.
Welcome to This Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And welcome to a post-election gay wrap-up.
Oh, yeah.
So that was our new theme song.
Sure was. Kind of,
it can keep going.
Of course, I didn't know what it was until we got here. We could totally talk over this.
We could talk over this.
We've got a lot of news coming in.
And we feel good.
We have a new president-elect. We're feeling good.
All right, that's enough of that.
We've got a little bit of bad news, but...
We're going to talk about some good news. We're going to talk about some bad news. We're also going to talk a heck of a lot of Eric Hyman, who's going to be calling in at... we're not going to tell you. He's going to be calling in a little bit later on. Got to keep people
on their toes.
Eric Hyman, if you do not know, is just an amazing singer-songwriter. Tours like a freaking madman. And we're going to talk to him about life on the road and some of his songs. Particularly on his latest album called Resonate. But again, welcome to This Show Is So Gay. You're listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You can always reach Becca and I by giving us a little jingle here at 802-246-6107.
Or you can send us an instant message at This Show Is So Gay on Instant Messenger. Or you could send an email to This Show Is So Gay at AOL.com or GayBeck@Hotmail.com.
Oh,
or you could go to our website at ThisShowIsSoGay.com and just revel in our gayness if you need to.
And our website.
And you could say
yeah.
how pathetic our website is and why we're
it's gonna
pleading
be different.
For a webmaster.
No, we got one.
Come forward. Oh.
We got one.
We have a webmaster?
We have a webmaster. His name is Ryan Wolf.
Ryan Wolf, you're my hero.
You're our hero. Ryan Wolf is going to be working on our website for us. He is a student at Marlboro College.
Well, yay, Ryan. If I wasn't so freaking gay, I'd be all over you.
There you go. My student, Becca.
Well,
what are you doing?
I'm not your student.
You are not.
I'm not even a staff person.
Another way you can get in touch with us is to stand outside the window.
Yes.
And we're still waiting on that. We're still waiting
for the record, Marlboro students, fair game for me.
Okay. Happy post-election day, Becca, who is, it's not even 10 after.
Becca's having a lovely evening.
How late were you up?
Oh, ridiculously late. Yeah. How about you?
12:08.
Oh, see, I got about 3 hours of sleep last night, so.
That does not work for me.
No, me neither.
I say we skip to right to some polls. There's some drama outside our window. But it's not for us. So there are some polls and shock, oh shockers, they have to do with the election.
Oh my gosh.
So the gays were asked, I'm going to refresh this to get the latest tally.
Was anyone else asked or just the gays?
Oh, you know, I don't know that. I guess anyone could have responded.
Was there like a blood test?
No, they won't take our blood, Becca.
Oh.
All right, Becca.
Well, take mine.
Well, we can't answer this. You and I can't answer this, but it says, who did you vote for today?
So this poll is from yesterday,
This poll was for yesterday. This was yesterday's poll. 87% voted for Barack Obama. Oh, we already have
and
a
we have a
call.
Telephone call. So I can go through a little bit of the
why don't
news
you go through
if you
while
like,
I get the phone.
All
right.
Excellent. Well, we have one really big news story. We have Republican Marilyn Musgrave from Colorado, who was defeated by the Democratic businesswoman Betsy Markey in a closely watched race. This is coming from 365gay.com. And this came in today at 5 o'clock. So in July, Musgrave said that if she were reelected, she would have supported a new bid to advance the federal anti-gay measure. But luckily, she was defeated. Markey becomes the first Democrat in two generations to represent North Colorado in Congress. Her campaign received large cash infusions from gays and lesbians across the country. So Musgrave, who was defeated in Colorado, actually introduced constitutional amendments in 2003 and 2006 while the Republicans were controlling Congress, but both failed to get the support needed in advance. So that's one piece of good news.
We like good news.
It is one piece of good news out of all this. I know we had some bad news.
We're going to talk about bad news a little bit later on. All right, we're going to cue up a song real quick. Then we're going to cue up our guest and let the madness go. So
Hooray. Hold
on 1 second and enjoy some music from our guest artist coming on in just a few seconds.
Well, I can be sweet, put my arm around you. Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't that be neat? I'll take you to dinner, wherever you wanna dine. We could be serene. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. You can help me if you want me. I just want you entirely. When you say no, I can't do this, I'll say I insist.
All right. That is Have Me by our guest artist tonight, Eric Hyman, off of his album Dark Horse. And I don't know. I think with that, we want to welcome Eric Hyman to This Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Is it a little bizarre to be on hold and hear your own music?
That's funny. I don't think I heard it.
Oh, cheers. We played Have Me.
I heard you mention that.
That's one of our favorite songs.
That's awesome.
Happy post-election day, Eric.
Oh, my God. Happy post-election day to you as well. How exciting.
How are you feeling?
Last night, I was, like, kind of in shock. I mean, you know, you wait for something to happen, and you want it to happen so badly that when it finally does, you're almost, like, kind of stunned.
Yeah.
And that's how I was when I was like, wow, that's it? Okay, it's done? He's going to make a speech now? This is amazing.
That's what we were just talking about. There's a little bit of a struggle today because it's just overwhelming joy at Obama's election. But
then the ballot initiatives are horrible.
I think, I don't know, I posted it up on my Facebook as one of my comments, and I'm so excited to see what Barack Obama is going to do. And I'm sure it's going to be great things, but it's almost this weird kind of bittersweet feeling because all these propositions all kind of went through, which to me, especially the one in Arkansas over
adoption.
I'm like, that's just, you know, I had a friend say it's all about semantics.
Yeah, but that not only bans same-sex couples, but it also bans single people.
Yeah.
From adoptions and foster.
Because it's a lot. And a misconception probably of what gay parents are, you know?
I've been talking about that one all day. I mean, I know that the focus is very much on California and somewhat on Florida, but it really has been Arkansas that's had my attention all day. Because I don't really have any plans to visit Arkansas anytime soon or move there. But at the same time, it's a state. It's actually one of those 50 states that came out and said, hey, that's gay people can't adopt. That's not okay. Have you done touring?
Yeah.
You tour like a madman, Eric Hyman.
Yeah, and I see a lot of these places.
You tour like a madman. Any swings through Arkansas?
I was swinging through it on my way to Mississippi.
Okay.
Twice. So, once last month and once again this month, I'm doing a benefit in Mississippi to benefit, I don't know, to raise money for the GSAs in Mississippi.
Oh, fantastic.
So they could meet, you know, and have a pizza party and, I don't know, just have a reason to get together, you know, with a little bit of money to be able to support them. And I don't know, I just think, like, doing it, things like that in this country and seeing an uprise and, you know, and LGBT youth and what they're doing and how powerful, and it's just amazing, like, getting the word out and the fact that Obama supporters, like, a huge majority were young voters.
Yeah, no, that was...
That. But then you think of, older, more, I don't know, ignorant voters who are the ones that are probably, like, backing a lot of these propositions, you know?
Yeah.
But to me, that's just the Arkansas one, because, I mean, like I said, marriage is, like, semantic. It's about the word that's also rooted in religion. But when you come to adoption, that's not rooted in religion.
No.
You know, and that's a hard thing for us to decide to do. We also have some restrictions on what we can say on this show.
Eric can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, Eric, go on. We can't endorse anyone.
We turn the show over to you, Eric. You're our roving reporter because you're seeing more than we are.
I'm kind of preempting you.
Like, no, it's awesome. No, what my Facebook status for today was just noting the irony of the chickens in California who...
Oh, yeah, I saw people talking about that.
I'm very happy for the chickens. They have more room in their cages, and I support that. But God, the contrast between the chickens and Arkansas was just—it was pretty darn stark.
I don't know. I mean, I think just a lot of people are disheartened because in Arkansas, I mean, I swear somebody was just telling me that 2004, that was when they finally abolished discrimination between interracial couples being married. I mean, so
this isn't terrible then.
Such a backward state, but everybody thinks of California as being so, I don't know, just so liberal and so open-minded. And then you hear, I think that's the problem with today, is like we're almost in shock of California not being able to pass something. But all these churches, you know, spend so much money, the Mormon church and giving Focus on the Family, just giving so much money to Yes on 8. So,
yeah, we were talking last week. Our guest last week was Susan Werner, who was talking about the intersection.
I love Susan Werner.
She is... Yes. Don't start me drooling again.
Amazing.
Yeah, he really did. He almost broke the equipment last week with the drool.
I drooled on her. But we were talking last week about the intersection between faith and sexual orientation and just what she encounters out on the road. So as someone who, again, tours like a freaking madman, Eric Hyman, what are you encountering out there? I mean, you are an out artist on the road, and your latest album, Resonate, is pretty...
political. Or out there. Some of the songs that I heard.
Strong political piece to it that's kind of, I'm excited about, because I usually didn't get involved, you know, I was very involved in politics and in social change, but nobody ever sparked enough of a push in me to distract me from all the sad relationship stuff I was writing about and get out there, and I would play pride events and see all these protesters and then, you know, gay marriage being on ballots and, military, don't ask, don't tell, like coming to a point where it could get overturned, you know. I just saw it as like there's no gay man out there who's speaking about the gay man, the male experience or the gay experience for that, about these specific issues. And they affected me so strongly that's why I wrote that song. And actually traveling around impacted it a lot, because I was driving through Arizona and listening to all the pay for by the, you know, Focus on the Family kind of, and like ads on the radio that were just ridiculous.
See, we don't get those here in Vermont.
They've all given up on us. Ridiculous. They painted us blue before they had
before
any percentage. Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
So what kind of reactions are you getting out there on the road?
Well, I'm getting a huge reaction. I actually added an ending to the protest song that I didn't have on there before after just all of... You know, that's another thing. Like, you travel... I live in Oklahoma, and that's not happening anytime soon with, you know, gay marriage. But you also... Living in Oklahoma, it doesn't impact you as much as it does when you're in Arizona and you're listening to the radio and these ads are coming up and they're hateful and or they have no correlation between the group that's putting them on and what the message is.
Right.
Like, that was the funniest thing. It's like some older woman talking about her family, and it's like had nothing to do with any kind of political anything. She was just saying, oh, I have a husband and I have 5 kids and... You know, all my kids wore big jackets, just like my husband when we got married. And then all of a sudden, it's like, to preserve marriage. And like, what is that?
Vote yes, yeah.
So I added this piece to the ending of it that just basically said, Election Day is coming up around the bend, and here come those marriage bigots with their propositions and big red pens. Who are they to say who I marry when so many straight folks got it wrong? Give me and my man the same damn chance, and we'll show you how it's done.
Yeah.
And I played Tucson Pride in Arizona, and that... You know, 6,000-7,000 people screaming. It was amazing.
That must have been fantastic.
That's what you get from going around the country, is to see what impacts people in different areas.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well,
and now, would you feel comfortable using that last verse everywhere you play?
Oh, I have. I do, because, you know, I don't think I... It becomes more about the issue than it does me. You know, I can't see not singing that in front of an audience based on that one kid. And I think that's been my whole thing. At first, you're like, who am I going to turn off? You know, I'm a musician, I'm an entertainer, I want to appeal to everyone fairly. But then you think about that one person in the audience, whether they're young or old, whether they're, you know, wherever they came from, and you think about that one person who just is thinking the same thing you're thinking and is not able to express themselves.
Oh, sorry.
Here you are with the microphone, you know, and the opportunity. So how can I deny that one person a chance to go, yay, and a group of people who are like, what?
Absolutely. Can you set up Little Boy Blue for us?
Oh, Little Boy Blue actually was written for, I actually did a tour of LGBT youth centers, 2004, and met the most amazing people you will ever meet in this country. And, like, kids who were coming out at such a young age just being... so brave in their high schools. Like, I never would have come out in high school, you know. I graduated in 97, and here I am in 2004, like, traveling around and meeting all these amazing, amazing, strong people.
How many tattoos did you have in high school, Eric? How many tattoos in high school?
None. No.
How many are you up to now?
Oh, I don't even... My arms and my chest and...
Do you just count it as one big tattoo?
One big, huge...
You know what, Eric? I have to tell you, today I saw videos of you for the first time, and I had a really low-quality connection, and I saw it, and I thought, oh my God, those are the hairiest arms I've ever seen, and then they kind of zoomed in, and I went, oh!
Those are tattoos.
You're like, oh, that's artwork.
Wow, yes. So you're not a gorilla man after all.
No, I'm not.
How about the video? How about the video? Because we're going to cue up Little Boy Blue. Tell us about the video. It's unbelievable.
It was
just written for a 16-year-old transgendered boy that I met, who just was kind of a little nervous about me being around at first, into these like LGBT like safe houses for these kids who get kicked out of their homes, and just warmed up to me, and like I earned his respect. But it's like, it's really cool that... I just had this amazing interaction with somebody who's in the system, you know, who's out there, who's living life, who's being themselves, and just courageously. And actually, Little Boy Blue is written about a person who just showed up at one of my shows, and I hadn't seen him since, like, 2004. So it was really an amazing, amazing thing.
Well, where should our listening audience look for you next?
It's hard
to hold you down.
Right,
where's that?
I'm in Denver.
Oh, wow.
So I'll be playing Denver tomorrow night, and then Oxford, Mississippi next Friday, and then Oklahoma City the following Saturday.
All right. And the Arkansas date is when?
Oh, no, that's in Mississippi.
No, I know. We just want to get you in Arkansas now.
Yeah, get in there. Change some minds.
I will say that one of our missions of the show now is to boost your sales in Arkansas.
I hope to be in Little Rock. In,
there you go.
At the end of the year.
Well, Eric Hyman, it is such a pleasure to have you call into our show.
Thank you very much.
We hope that we can get you in the future, and we're going to queue up Little Boy Blue. And folks who want more information on Eric Hyman, please go to www.erichyman.com and check out where you can pick up Eric's discs, especially the new album Resonate. They're all fantastic, but
absolutely.
Resonate is just, it could not be more timely.
And thank you very much for coming on.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And know you'll get a little radio play in the tiny town of Brattleboro, Vermont.
Brattleboro, Vermont is all about Eric Hyman tonight.
Absolutely.
I'll get up there.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
All right, y'all be good.
All righty.
Have a lovely evening.
Your body and your mind. We're living separate lives in separate towns on opposite sides. Little boy blue, greener pastures surround you, a yellow they try to commend you, little boy blue, searching their ground up for your tomb, over great mountains down and through, they don't understand you, but I do, but I do, but I do, but
That was Little Boy Blue from Eric Hyman off of his latest album, Resonate. You should definitely go pick that up. And check out the video. The video is... Were you able to watch the video today?
I was.
Oh, it's fantastic. So check that out on YouTube. So we're going to get back to the other news. The less happy news, because we have a poll still to cover. Becca, you will answer the question. I will update the tally.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. Becca.
Yes?
Does the success of so many anti-gay ballot measures affect how you feel about the election today? Here are your three possibilities.
Yes.
That wasn't one of the answers.
Well, find one that fits that.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. That's the nice way of saying it.
But you got to know all your options because there might be a different one. Option two is nope, go Obama. And option three, I'm celebrating now, I'll cry later.
I'm going with my original answer. You're going, you're sticking to it. Yes, sorry, it changed it. I really had mixed feelings about this. I mean, so much of me was relieved, and then so much of me was just disappointed last night. But I feel like everyone felt that way.
Well,
you know what? People who had the opposite views of me also felt the same way. It was mixed.
You would be in the majority. 76% said, of course it does. 16% said, I'm celebrating now, I'll cry later. And 8% said, nope, go Obama. And it's certainly not to diminish anyone's nope, go Obama.
Right. But I also have to say right now that what we're talking about right now is not representative of WVEW or 107.7 FM's views. This is an opinion.
It's going to be an opinion hour, which I think we're okay with the day after Election Day. As we were just talking about with Eric Hyman, we're going to play more of his music as the hour progresses. It was rough. It was rough, and particularly rough when I was around people who were celebrating all day, and I couldn't match their enthusiasm, and I don't want to, and I'm happy, but I'm going to go out on a limb here now. Obama's been pretty clear in saying there's a limit of what he's going to fight for.
Absolutely. That's not a partisan statement. Yeah. Obama, you can quote him as saying that he supports civil unions, but he is opposed to gay marriage.
So
he has said.
There were a lot of Facebook statuses. That's plural. I'm losing it tonight. That were saying things like, well, it's the tide of Obama will overcome all of the anti-gay, but and I just don't know that that's true.
Yeah, it's hard for us to stay non-political in this show, I think.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So,
for us to stay neutral because there are a lot of attacks being made on us as individuals, as people out there right now, and it's hard not to respond. And I think I'm going to have to explore in the next week exactly how far we can go with this show on saying things because I have a lot to say.
We both have a lot to say. And we want to hear what you have to say because there's actually no limit on that. So give us a call at 802-246-6107. We'll put you right on the air. We'll talk about how are you feeling about the election and the ballot measures. And again, this is a bipartisan show. We want to hear for and against. Vermont didn't have any ballot measures.
No. Though I wanted to let you know.
Do you vote in Brattleboro?
I vote in Vernon.
Do they ask you for your ID or anything, or you just walk right in?
I set my coffee pot on at 7 o'clock in the morning yesterday. I walked to the end of my driveway to the library/town hall/police office and voted, bought a pumpkin pie at the bake sale, bought a book at the book sale, and went home and had my coffee and my pumpkin pie and my book by 7:15.
The Brattleboro polls weren't open until 9.
It was lovely. And I had an hour to hang out before I had to go to work.
I wanted to vote on a ballot measure.
You should move to Vernon.
What did you have? Did you guys have ballot measures?
The only thing I had was you had to vote for 10 justice of the peace.
Oh, yeah, we had that too.
But we only had 10 options.
Oh, we had to vote
for... We had write-in options.
We had to vote for 15, but there were like 15. 30 to choose. No, there were 30 to choose from.
How did you choose? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
No, I kind of went with party affiliation.
Ours didn't say their party.
Yeah, ours had party affiliation. What do you got over there?
I've got a headline for you.
What do you got?
Let's see. I've got a headline.
You have tons of headlines over there.
I have tons of headlines.
This is one of those days where it's almost hard for us to focus because there's just clearly this. It's a monumentous time now, and we want to make it clear. We're both so celebratory of the democratic process and sharing in the spirit of everything.
Right.
But I have one headline
that I'm not sure that you caught because it just came through this evening at 4 o'clock.
I probably did not.
From 365 Gay, and it said, new legislators expected to take up gay marriage bills, marriage bills in 5 states. So what they're saying is New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Maryland, and Rhode Island... The LGBT rights groups there are saying that it's a strong indication that they will make attempts to pass same-sex marriage bills. And they say that there's a good chance in those states that they'll go through. Maryland and Rhode Island, it's a little bit shakier, but New York, New Jersey, and New Hampshire, they're saying that they'll have a pretty good chance with the way the elections have gone. So we could have three more states.
Three more states? Again, oh my gosh, I'm so pessimistic tonight, which would be terrible. It's just the wrong day to be pessimistic. I'm nervous. Now I hear three new states passing gay marriage, and I think, oh crap, now the ballot measures come.
Right, no, but that's true. In a lot of ways, it's true. We're fighting tooth and nail with these issues.
You know what we need?
But there are already people, there are three separate lawsuits, four, I think, that I heard of.
That's what I read.
In California already, to try to cancel out the pain of Prop 8.
We need music.
We do need music.
We need music.
Oh, gosh, we need uplifting music.
Let's do some uplifting music. Okay, let's do some music. I don't know.
I came in here so optimistic.
And then I just brought her down.
I have one more movie review for us, too, when we come back.
Oh, good. Here's another Eric Hyman song for everybody out there.
Yay, Eric.
For the millionth time I tried to live up to be the man you had in mind. Was I not who you thought I'd be? Well, I'm sorry you wanted more, and all you got was me. All you got was me. And now watch it.
Welcome back, everybody. That's Man You Had in Mind by our guest, Eric Hyman. And we have a call. Hi, you're on the air with WVW.
Hi, this is Jeremy from Chicago.
Jeremy, our roving reporter in the street. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you.
What's going on in, you know, Chicago?
a lot of what's probably going on in the world today.
Yeah.
I have to say, there's a great energy here right now. I feel that, I think that a lot of people are feeling around the world, and especially in this country. Even no matter who you voted for, I think that, you know, a lot of people have been saying this is not only historic, but it really is, you know, changing. I mean, it really is just such a pivotal moment and very, very defining. And no matter what happened, I think that people just have felt, they feel very good that something great is coming.
Now, Jeremy, word on the street is that you perhaps were in a park in Chicago last night.
Yeah. Is that true?
What park could you possibly have been in?
And it was named after another president of ours.
Is that right?
Grant Park. And
you and a few friends?
Yes, a few friends, and it was an amazing experience. We, you know, just to hear, you know, not only the president-elect speak, but President-elect Obama speak was inspiring. And I think what a lot of people took away from that was that this was something that, yes, he is now the president-elect, but this is the country for, you know, all Americans. And he said it so well at that this is going to be a continued effort on all of our parts. And, you know, what I love about that is that we as Americans will need to continue to work together. That's just it's who we are. And
now,
it really was just sensational.
Now, Jeremy, you have more positive energy than I think Becca and I combined right now. So we need you to inspire us, because we are feeling
give us some hope.
We're feeling a little down about all the ballot measures, and we just feel like you're in a position to raise us up. So go.
About the ballot measures.
Yes.
Well, yes, certainly a setback, and
that's not uplifting. We need you
come on,
to
Jeremy.
Uplift us.
I'll get you there.
He's getting
okay.
us there. All right.
I'll be a little realistic for the moment, though. Certainly a setback, and unfortunate, because they're really, you know, I was hopeful, especially with California. I have a brother out there who was doing his best to make sure people voted no on it. And I think that while it is a setback, the hope is where you look at not only the congressional races in the U.S. Congress, but state congresses. There was a lot that went Democrat, and I think that you're going to see a lot of other changes that will impact those states that may have voted as an amendment. And again, it's upsetting, but New York State, for instance, has a majority in the Democratic for the Senate, as well as obviously their state representatives. And that's huge, because Governor Patterson is very pro-gay marriage, and has made that announcement, is very pro-equality, let's just put it that way. And I think that you'll see the legislature finally pass equal marriage benefits for everyone, and it will be signed into law. I think that is going to be something that will impact, because it comes from the state legislature, and it will hopefully trickle across the country eventually. Yes, again, like I said, a setback, but I think that we're going to see other states that are going to swing towards equality.
So we should not be down. Jeremy, our roving reporter in the street, is telling us we need to be more positive.
Jeremy, I'm sorry, but that did not uplift me.
No way. I think it worked. All right, Jeremy, you're inspiring the nation. You know, you are officially our roving reporter in the street now. It's a lot of pressure.
I know, it
is. But the pay is really good.
Oh, so I've heard.
Yes. All right. Jeremy, thanks for calling in, our roving reporter in the street. And we take your positive energy, and we are going to run with it.
And we expect to hear from you every Wednesday night.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you can
Jeremy.
You be the optimist in our group here.
All the best, guys.
Have a lovely evening.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
I feel like we need to play a song that keeps us inspired.
Is
I'm kind of in the weirdest mood.
Song?
I mean, no, it's not.
Oh.
I just think it's funny.
Okay.
All right, we're going for it. Here we go.
We're going for it.
I live my life in shadow. Never the sun on my face. It didn't seem so sad though. I figured that was my place. Now I'm baby.
That had absolutely nothing to do with our show. It just entertained me.
Oh, good.
That was Amber Benson singing Under Your Spell from the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I don't know,
which
folks.
Has what to do with
I
our
have
show?
No... A call?
A call? Well,
let's
I
take
think,
our call. Here
can we
go.
Do that? We know who it is?
We're feeling pretty confident.
All right.
Hi, you're on with WVEW.
You are on the air.
Hey, this is Richard in Chicago as well.
Oh my God, it's like our Chicago night.
It is. It's Chicago.
Well, you know, Chicago's a place to be right now. So.
Where were you last night, Richard, from Chicago?
I also was in Grant Park.
And how was that?
It was pretty... I know I have to keep my language PC, so...
Keep it clean, Richard. Thank
keep
you.
It, clean. It was really, really inspiring and amazing.
Okay.
All right, so you're
going to... You have 13 minutes before you can curse on this station.
Yes. At 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, all bets are off.
Yeah, it all goes to heck.
Okay.
But you have talking points for us. You're going to inspire us.
Do you?
Sure. Well...
Bring it on.
I want to just contextualize the issue a bit first with the bad news. This year, while California got a lot of attention, is not the first year that there have been initiatives like this. I know you know that already, but let's realize that 27 states now have laws or constitutional amendments banning gay marriage.
Not Vermont.
True. Vermont is not included in that.
Okay, you
I
keep
know,
going.
But it's just painful when you hit that 50% mark and it
yeah.
keeps going, and it's 2008.
How do we stem the tide?
How do you keep me from jumping out the window here? I mean, it's only a second floor.
Well,
it's going to inspire us. Here we go.
Come on,
bring
it on.
The thing we are really hung up on is that all the 27 states, almost all of them, have passed these amendments within the past 8 years. And that is largely, you know, fostered by a very negative leadership, top-down leadership that doesn't really acknowledge our existence.
Okay.
However... Yes, on point, Barack Obama and Joe Biden both have said that they do not support gay marriage. Mm-hmm. However, they both openly said that people should not vote for Prop 8. They both advocated against it. And Barack Obama, within the first 2 minutes of him being president-elect, acknowledged gay people.
He did.
And
but is it exciting still to be acknowledged for existing?
To be we are now acknowledged by the political leadership of this country.
So what happened, Richard, then? I mean, California went hugely Obama. Obama came out and said, vote against Proposition 8. And even with all of that, Proposition 8 still passed.
Right.
But it was close.
It was close.
It was bloody close.
But it didn't mirror the margins that Obama won by in California.
Right.
So where's the disconnect?
The disconnect is the hangover of the rhetoric surrounding gay marriage that has existed for the past 8 years.
What do we do now? Inspire our listeners. Where do we go next? Lead us in a parade or a march or a... We're here, Richard.
Rally.
We're queer. What do we do?
Well, we pick up on... I mean, I don't know what... I imagine that in Vermont there wasn't heavy organizing around Obama. I was out in Indiana, and there were... hundreds of offices throughout the state and thousands upon thousands of people flocked to Indiana to organize and get people out to vote to elect Barack Obama. So, A, we have to capitalize on that energy right now.
Okay.
And continue working that movement. In the states that, so organize in the states that will be having pro-marriage for all movements, the East Coast, that you were just talking about, and work that. Make those pass.
So what you're saying is locking ourselves in the bathroom is not the right way to go.
I do not think that would be effective.
All right.
All right.
All right, Richard, our other man in the street in Chicago, is telling us how to be effective.
That sounds good.
What time did you go to bed?
Because I slept about 4 hours in the 4 days before it, mm-hmm. I got a taxi, and I went to bed by 12:30.
And there weren't just people partying everywhere?
There were people partying everywhere. I had a big headache, and I was very tired, so I could not do it.
But you woke up this morning, and you thought?
I woke up, and I looked at the headlines, and the tears were streaming. I didn't think anything. I just was hopeful.
So many people have had that reaction to this election, which I think is amazing. I mean, you see people actually carrying this election in a way that I haven't seen before. So.
And if I can just zero in so that we're not curt with any of this, I want to zero in on what was really important last night there in Grant Park. Did you see Oprah?
I was actually... I'm right behind her. You can see me in the pictures.
Come on.
Totally.
Wait, are you being serious?
Just look really...
He was hugging her.
Was that you hugging her? They never did pan to whoever that was. I assumed it was Stedman, but it was Richard.
I'm the guy, the big burly guy next to her. That's me.
Oh.
Yep, you wouldn't know, right?
I honestly feel more hopeful now. Thank you. Richard, thank you for calling in. We hope to get your perspective on future shows, and... we thank you for calling into this show.
You
so
bet.
Gay.
Thank you so
much. I'll pump up the Chicago audience.
We're now a multi-state radio show.
I think Chicago
show.
Is like our satellite city.
It is.
So
we're
going
to
awesome.
Have to get an office out there.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Have a good night.
Now I feel like we really should play something inspiring. Something
we have
about...
to. Come on. Something
right.
really uplifting.
Here we go. You ready? Yeah. Is that a yes?
And Griffin wants to point out that during the speech last night, he said... for all, and he put in there gay. The
yes.
word gay was in there.
The word gay, Richard said
so,
it, the word gay was absolutely
Griffin,
in there.
Thank you for listening and commenting. That is a Massachusetts so roving
gotta,
reporter.
We have
right
to do a little
there.
Wishing and hoping.
We do.
All right, let's do some wishing and hoping.
All right, bring it on.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying. And dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love that you can share, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care. Show him that you care. Just for him, do the things that he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him, 'cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of how great true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his. Show him that you care. Just for him, do the things that he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him, 'cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping, just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming. His kisses will start. That won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of how great true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Just do it, and after you do, you will be his. You will be his. You will be
here. Oh, Ken, that was so very gay. That was so freaking
gay.
Come on,
folks. They don't know if that was me or you who played...
Well, they know now. I wanted
right.
to make sure I didn't get credit or blame for that one. But I wanted to talk to you.
Do you have a movie review?
Well, you know, I was going to announce that as of next week, we're going to have a segment, which we need a good, clever name for, but it's going to be a historical gay person. I think we should do a little brief profile of someone from the past. And we have a movie that you've been excited about coming out.
I'm so excited. For Milk. And it's on the cover. There's a huge article in The Advocate this month on what if Harvey Milk was not assassinated. And the whole coverage, I have to say, I sometimes get a little frustrated with The Advocate, particularly when they highlight straight people on the cover every freaking month. But I thought that this was just great. It was a great article. It was great coverage. I'm so excited for the movie. Oh, it better be good.
Oh, yeah. And I just heard about another movie coming out at the end of this month, actually, called I Can't Think Straight, which I haven't heard anything about until today.
I haven't either.
Which is, it's a 90-minute film. It's classified as a romantic comedy, foreign. It's from the UK. And it's about an interracial couple in London, two women. And it's actually autobiographical.
Do you have a review there? Or it's
I
just
do. I have a little bit of a review.
Is it a
and
good
it's
one?
Coming back really. Yeah, the reviews so far are great. It's about.
I love reading your notes from over here. They're very funny to me.
Yes, I have a note on here saying, I can't think straight, which is in the movies category, and Milk, which is Ken's department, which apparently he thinks is funny because I'm not even going to pretend to know that much about Milk. I didn't print anything out. But anyway, it looks like a great movie. I saw the preview today. If you search for I Can't Think Straight and movie trailer, you can pull it up. It looks like a beautiful movie, and it looks pretty funny.
Well, you know what segment comes to a close tonight?
What segment comes to a close tonight?
It's our last word of the night.
Is it?
It's our last secret word. This is number 5.
Oh.
It's a little nutty.
Well, we can keep doing it.
No, they gotta collect. They have to collect all 5 words to get the T-shirt.
Okay, well, we'll have to do like the secret number for the next 5 weeks, or like the secret color.
Secret color.
Well, color. There aren't really that many. We'll have to get our like big box of
every
Crayolas.
Week. It's lavender.
You cheater! You can't tell people that.
All right, I'm sorry, but
cheater.
Our secret word
Ken
of tonight is hope.
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 I hope you've been writing down all of our words of the day, because if you can contact us at our instant messenger with all 5 of our words, or email
us at thisshowissogay@aol.com.
Or if you could call in right now and you know all 5 of our words, I will personally get you a This Show Is So Gay t-shirt or hat.
I would love
bumper
that.
Sticker. I want to make bumper stickers that say this car is so gay.
We can do it.
I think so.
We can do this car listens to this show is so gay.
That's true.
That would be cool. So there are so many ways to get in touch with us, folks. As we were just saying, drop us an email. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about topics that you want to hear about on This Show Is So Gay every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So you can drop us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. Join our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group.
Even have a MySpace group.
We do have a MySpace group. I don't go to that one so much.
Oh, well, shush.
All right. But the Facebook group has got like 97 people. Can we just get to 100 folks?
Can you just bring it on
the Facebook group, please send it to
three people.
Because we will feel a sense of accomplishment if you could please do that.
And we'll do happy dances and
stuff. We'll do happy dances. We will, if somehow we can credit the last 3 people back to you, I don't know how, and we can corroborate that you were responsible for them, you will also get a t-shirt. They are lovely.
Yeah.
They are black. They have our logo. You can check out our logo at thisshowissogay.com.
It's pretty hot.
So, you know, check us out.
It's pretty gay.
I think it's actually coming to the end of our hour.
It is the end of our hour.
You guys have been listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. I have hope, Becca.
I have hope, too. And you know what? I love our listeners.
We love our listeners. This was a Chicago night.
It was.
I would like to dedicate this show to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
We talked about this. Have you been?
I have been.
And then Susan Werner was from Chicago, too.
Yeah.
We're setting up a satellite office in Chicago.
We are.
All right. And now we have reporters on the street. So
absolutely.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We are here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time here on WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. Have a great rest of the week.
Yes, thanks for tuning in.
And good night.
Good night.
wish we could wield. Searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is the only pain hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside.